July. This is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, it's great to be back, Matt. Thanks.
You know, recently ESET conducted a Harris survey with some pretty surprising results as it relates to the disconnect between social networking users' thoughts and their actual behavior. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, yeah. For me, the one thing it does is creates a whole bunch more questions, which is often the result of a poll. But for example, about 2,000, a little over 2,000 U.S. adults over 18 were surveyed. And we asked them, you know, the Harris Company asked them, when was the last time you changed the password to your social networking account? And 33%, one out of three users, never changes their password. And another 15% changed it more than a year ago. So we're getting to the point where nearly half of all social networking account passwords are at least a year stale.
Right.
And if a person has a really, really good password, I'm not particularly concerned about that. But part of a really, really good password is that it's not used on another site as well. So there's the combination of password construction and password application. So when you consider things like the recent Sony breaches and other breaches where passwords have been stored in plain text and compromised, if a user is using the same password all over the place, then it can really be catastrophic for them. They can easily get their accounts hijacked.
Right. I guess what's surprising to me is it also found that nearly 70% of social networking users are concerned about security on social networks. So that the thought of security is there. However, like you stated, nearly half aren't even updating their password within the past year. So, I mean, some of this does fall on the user themselves.
Right. And part of it is a lot of people don't understand how to be secure. They're concerned about it.
Right.
But not necessarily enough to do the research to find out how, or they might have mistaken beliefs that it's too hard to improve their security just a little bit.
Right.
So, you know, there are still a lot of users out there that don't know what a password manager is. They don't know that they can have really great passwords and don't have to remember them. You let the software do that for you.
So with social networking, same rules apply as we talk about in the past with passwords. Certainly don't use the same password for multiple accounts and also change it regularly. What do you recommend is, I guess, the proper time range for when someone should change their social networking password?
You know, that depends on a variety of issues. One of the issues is, do you use the password at any other site? If you do, probably once every 5 minutes is the appropriate interval.
Exactly.
If you don't, then how good is your password? If you've got a 25-character, highly random password that you only use for that one social networking site, I'm honestly not concerned if you change it once a year or even once every 2 years, as long as your computer hasn't been compromised.
Right.
If you have reason to think that your computer's been infected with malware, clean up your computer and it's time to change your password, not only for the social networking site, but your logon password for your computer as well. Now, if you're using a mediocre password, something that's like a little bit better than just your dog's name or a English word, and it's at least, I don't know, 12 to 15 characters long, and, you know, like I said, not a dictionary word, not a simple number, something like that, you know, probably every 3 to 6 months will be adequate. Another factor is, how big of a target are you? I mean, if you're out there ticking off highly skilled hackers, then you might want to consider a weekly password change.
Exactly.
So, you know, if the NSA or the CIA or Mossad or some other intelligent organization wants you, well, there's two schools of thought on that. One, change your password more frequently. Two, it doesn't matter, you're had.
So, and especially with the recent data breaches and social networking attacks, I mean, it's always a good reminder to make sure that your passwords are secure for each of your accounts, and that password management tool can certainly assist with those. I guess the other thing that was interesting is that, again, almost 70% claims that they're concerned about privacy issues on social networks. Can you tell us, I guess, a little bit more about this fact?
Well, yeah. And again, a lot of people are concerned about privacy, but they don't have an in-depth understanding of what it is exactly they're concerned about and what the risks are and even how to improve their privacy. So, for example, of those users, 20% have never updated their privacy settings on social networking accounts. And another 19% do it less often than once a year. And I'm telling you, if you use Facebook, you probably ought to be checking your privacy settings at least once a week, because right. Facebook is notorious for announcing that they're going to make a change and then rolling it out incrementally. And the rollout right. can take a year or 2 years, and you don't know when it hits your account.
But most of that is very invisible to the user, correct?
Correct. You just have no idea when all of a sudden Facebook decided that you're part of this new group that has this new feature. And if you don't check your privacy settings, you won't know that Facebook has silently enabled something that you might not have wanted. And honestly, just disabling all platform applications is one of the best ways to ensure your privacy. Now, there is one other approach, and that is to have completely lax privacy. Understand that each and every message you send, private or otherwise, is public information. Don't ever say anything you don't want the whole world to know, and don't worry about your privacy because you're not trying to maintain any privacy on that account. Right. You can go to that extreme as well. But the key is understanding that, you know, even in the best of situations when you've locked down your privacy settings, you have to keep checking it because you never know when Facebook will deliberately or inadvertently make a change that exposes data that you didn't want exposed.
Right, and I know your colleague Paul Adansky has done a very in-depth blog on both Facebook and LinkedIn's privacy settings that can be found on the ESET blog that walk users through step-by-step what are the best practices for each privacy setting for both of those social networking outlets. And I guess another statistic that was very alarming to me is 10%. So if you think of the millions of social networking users, 10% is a pretty large number, have had someone gain unauthorized access to their account and spread links and comments. How alarming is this?
Yeah, this is really quite an interesting finding for me, because I know that users don't have the same technical understanding of some of the terminology that security experts have. And we've seen a ton of cases where accounts appear to be hacked because someone clicked on a clickjacking attack in Facebook and it posts comments on their wall that they didn't approve. And what it shows us is that even though we might have a technical explanation of account unauthorized access means that someone has your password, for your average user, unauthorized access means, regardless of whether someone got your password or not, they're able to post without your consent. And this is a really big problem for Facebook. They need to figure out a way, whether it's restricting comments so that you have to enter a code, whether it's matching pictures. You know, they got facial recognition. Why don't they have share recognition? Right. So the way a lot of these Facebook attacks work is, you click on something that doesn't say share, but that's what it's doing. And so, you know, it's kind of surprising that the number isn't higher, because these clickjacking attacks are rampant and they understandably constitute unauthorized access to a person's account.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for running us through just some of the findings from the poll. If you're interested in seeing the full results, feel free to go to the ESET blog, which has the entire results posted, as well as some additional tips and best practices. You can also like and follow ESET on Facebook to receive exclusive video content with some best practices for both privacy and password settings specific to Facebook. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.